Welcome to the Lighthouse Church podcast. Thanks so much for joining us for this week's message. We want to say a special thank you to each and every person that gives and partners with us. To learn more about what Lighthouse Church is doing in San Bruno and across the San Francisco Bay Area, visit our website, www.lighthousesanbruno.com. Like and subscribe so you don't miss any new content. Now, check out this week's message.
Struggle to hear God speak to you? Do you wonder, like, what is God wanting to say to me? Now, I have a lot of people say, I just don't know where God is in this. I'm not hearing from him. Sometimes I have people go the opposite way, and pretty much everything they want to do, they say, I heard from God. He told me. I'm like, are you sure God told you that? But God does want to speak to you. And I'm going to say this, first of all, as a little disclaimer. I think that in general, we already know the answer to every question. It's in Scripture. It's very simple. There's Scripture that says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Right? Love your neighbor as yourself. There's Scripture that says to love, mercy, walk humbly with the Lord, and to do justice. And this is what God wants from us, right? That we would be merciful, full of justice, kindness. So in general, I would say if you are doing those things, then you're doing what God wants you to do. You're hearing from God and you're obeying God. But I want to take it a little step further, because I think that some people are like, that's not enough for me. I want to know the heart of God. And I will tell you this. I do feel like I have God speak to me a lot. I feel like I hear him talking to me all the time. I feel like God directs my steps. I feel like there have been checks in my heart where it's Holy Spirit saying, don't do that. Don't go there. That's not right. And I sense it inside of me. And so I want to talk to you about that, because here's the thing. We should know the voice of God. We should be able to recognize it. God wants us to recognize his voice. He wants us to obey his voice. And the more that we listen, the more attuned our ear is to hear him. I love when I'm teaching kids about hearing the voice of God. I love to have different audio clips and hear a different voice and see if you recognize it. Do you know your mother's voice when she calls? I know my mother's voice. I recognize my sister's voice when she calls. I know her voice. I know the difference between Kaya coughing, Zoe coughing, and Liv coughing. It's not that different, but I'm their mother, and I know. I recognize it. I can hear in the tone. I can hear in Pastor Matt's tone of voice whether he's excited about something, concerned about something, worried. I hear in one sentence said five different ways, I know what's being felt in that, because I know my people. I know their voice, I know the intonation of their voice, and I can understand what's going on with them when I hear them speak. I might not recognize people from far away. In fact, out of context, I probably won't recognize you. If I'm not expecting to see you, Matt can recognize faces that he saw once 20 years ago. He's like, I saw that person in 1991 at 7-Eleven in Daly City. Like, he can remember a face. I can't. I could, like, walk right up on him and not even recognize him if I'm not expecting to see him. But I know voices. And Father God wants you to recognize his voice in your life. And then you go, well, but how can I know what God's voice sounds like? I mean, is he going to speak to me audibly? Is it going to be like this big booming, thus saith the Lord? Well, I haven't heard the audible voice of God. You know, some people have. I have not. But I feel like God still speaks, and we have to listen. So John 10:2-4 says, "The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice." So Jesus is known as our good shepherd. The sheep follow him. Why? Because they know his voice. They know that it's safe. They know that that's the way to go. They know that they're cared for. So how God speaks is going to be different with each and every one of us. I know people who hear from God through word pictures. I know people who hear from God in nature. I hear from God often while I'm playing the piano and singing. That's when I hear God speak to me. Most of my biggest revelations have been while I'm playing the piano. It could be through dreams or visions. I'll get dreams and I'll be like, what on earth is that about? And I'll ask God, what are you saying? And he speaks. He clears it up. Some people say they see God speaks to them through billboards or signs on the side of the road. And it's, I think Irish a couple weeks ago talked about, you know, seeing something on the side of a vehicle. And it was like God was speaking, confirming something to her that he had already said. And that's what I would say, is that often it's a confirmation of something that God has been saying. And he will say it more than one way to make sure you get the picture, to make sure you're convinced, to make sure that you know that it's him talking. So how does God speak? Like I said, he connects with us all differently, just like you connect probably with your kids differently, or different relationships that you have, you talk differently. I have family members that I talk to through Marco Polo. Anybody know of that app? It's like the video app, and you do videos. And so you're never really talking to each other directly, but you're sending a video message, and then you go back and forth. I talk to my brother's wife like that all the time. That is like our way of communication. It's how the kids see each other, and we connect like that. Marco Polo. Some people are all about texting. Other people, it's like, you got to call me. Some people, I know I'll get a response only if I email them. Email is the way to go, right? So don't we have different ways that we talk to people and we communicate? So just so it is with God. But how does God speak? The first one I would say is really the obvious one, and that would be God speaks through the Bible, all right? I've got this, my Bible here, even though I go off of the iPad most of the time. God speaks through the Bible. I mean, maybe it sounds boring to you. Maybe it seems like a lot of pages to go through to get the answer you're looking for. But this is how God speaks. And Romans 10:17 says, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. The word of Christ. Read the Bible. I would say that it's alive and active, and it God will never contradict himself. So, if you tell me that God told you to do something and it goes against what the Bible says, I will say, oh, let's think about that again. Let's go back to God again. Let's go back to God's word, all right? Because God's not going to contradict himself. Why? Because that's God, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so what we find through scripture is the heart of God. We find the will of God. We find the plans of God for our lives. So if you're wondering, I just don't feel like God's, I'm not hearing from God. But I know God promises that he will speak, but I'm not hearing from him. The first thing I would say to do is read the Bible a little bit more. I don't recommend this. I recommend actually, you know, going through a Bible reading plan. But I have just opened up the Bible randomly, to a random page and read a verse, and God has spoken to me through it. All right? So literally, God's word speaks. Now, the difference is whether or not we're ready to receive it, whether or not we have an open heart to receive it. Because the same two people could read the same sentence, and for one, it would speak life and direction and vision and purpose, and for another, it would sound like a boring poem. You know, so Holy Spirit is the one that opens our hearts and makes our hearts receptive to what God wants to say. So we start, when we open up our Bible, we start by saying, Word of God, speak. We say, Lord, speak. Samuel, the prophet, when he was a little boy working in the temple, He said, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Because that was the advice Eli gave him. He heard a voice and he's like, what's going on? This voice is saying, Samuel, Samuel. And he says, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. So I like to begin anytime, whether it's time of worship before the Lord, time of reading the Bible, time on a walk, time just sitting in my room, saying, speak, Lord, I'm listening. Speak, I'm paying attention. You've got my ear. All right? And I think that probably if you feel like you're not hearing from God on something, it's probably because you're not in the Bible and you're not asking God to speak. Now, one of the reasons that we don't ask is because we're afraid of what he might say, and we're like, I don't know if I'm up for this. Like, this could really change my life. I don't know what God's going to want me to do. But here's the thing again. The heart of God is good. Everything that's found here in Scripture tells me that God is loving and gracious and kind and merciful, slow to anger, abundant in loving kindness. So I'm just going to tell you, spoiler alert, anything that God has for you, anything that God is going to tell you, anything even that God is going to convict you on is only going to be for your good. It's only going to bring health to your body, healing to your soul. It's going to renew your mind. It's only good. It's only good. So I would challenge you, give it a try. Make it a habit. Don't just use this occasionally. Use it every day. Use it a couple times a day. Like, it's you cannot read the Bible too much. I'm going to put it that way. You're not going to read it too much. I have had seasons of my life where I was just focused on memorizing the Bible, and maybe I got a little obsessed. But the Scripture is now in my heart and my soul. You know, it's good. It's a good thing. This thing is good. And if you go through a season where you're only reading a verse a day, that's also really, really good. And don't feel like your relationship with God is any less significant than the one who says, I read 5 chapters yesterday. How many did you read? And you're like, I only read a verse. But if you meditated on that verse, and if you allowed Holy Spirit to really speak to you through that verse, and it changed something in your life, then I'd say you're capturing the heart of God and why God promises to speak to us. It's so that we can be transformed. The next thing I want to say to you about how God speaks. So the first one that I said was that God speaks through the Bible. I know that sounds like a no-brainer, but I think that these days we're kind of getting a little bit away from it. And we really need to focus on what does God's word say. It's really important. And we are Pentecostal. Right? We're Pentecostal charismatics, and I believe in prophecy and words of knowledge and all of that, but it's got to line up with this, and this needs to be really important to you, God's word, all right? So treasure that. But the second one is that God speaks quietly. I think that, you know, like I said before, when people think of the audible voice of God, they think like it's going to be loud and dramatic and thus saith the Lord. But scripture kind of indicates to us that God isn't overly loud when he talks. He's actually kind of quiet about it. And I think that the reason that God's quiet is because he desires intimacy with us. He wants us to get up close to him. He wants us to quiet the distractions. Elijah, there was a point in scripture where Elijah was exhausted. You know, he was, the evil queen Jezebel was after him. He's hiding in a cave. He's depleted. He needs a word from God. You know, all right, so we've all been there, right, where we're desperate, maybe not chased down by a human being, but we're desperate to hear from God. We're needing something. We're worn out. We're overwhelmed. And it says in scripture that the wind blasted through the mountains. The Lord was not in this powerful wind. And then there was an earthquake, like it shook everything. God wasn't in that earthquake. He was not in the fire. The fire showed up, but God was not there. But it says in 1 Kings 19:12, and after the fire came a gentle whisper. That is where God showed up. That is where God spoke. He spoke in a whisper. And so, how do we hear him? We kind of have to get a little bit quiet so we can hear, because I would say that he's speaking all the time. It's just, are we quiet enough to listen? And this isn't for you to tell somebody else what they're supposed to be hearing from God. This is for you to get quiet before the Lord and say, God, speak. Your servant is listening. I want to hear from you. I want you to speak to me. So I would say this also. One of the reasons that we kind of struggle to know what is God wanting me to do next, or what is God speaking to me next, and we're like looking like, God, speak to me. Speak to me. What do you want me to do? What job should I take? What house should I buy? You know, whatever. Who should I marry? All the big things. I think that often we have not obeyed God the last time he spoke to us. And he's kind of waiting for us to obey the first thing he said. I don't know about you, but we've got three little girls. And these girls get really excited about projects and doing things. And I will give them an assignment to do, their first step. Well, for whatever reason, they decide the first step isn't important. They're ignoring it. They want to know what the second step is and the third step. And they're bugging me about that, trying to get me to tell them what's next, what's next, what's next. And I'm like, just stop and do what I told you to do first, and then I will give you the next step. They will say, but how are we going to do this? And how are we going to do that? And do we have enough of that supply to get it done? I said, I have this whole thing figured out. I tell the girls, I already know what's happening. I've got it all planned. You need to do that first thing that I told you to do. Obey that, and then you'll see what's next. I've got it all figured out. I have a plan. That's what I always tell the girls. I say, I am the mother. I have a plan. I know what I'm doing. The truth of it is, I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm making it up as I go because I'm a mom and I'm a first-time mom, and everybody's always a first-time mom when they become a mother. But I tell them I have a plan and I know what I'm doing. And here's the thing about Father God. He does have a plan, and he really does know what he is doing. All right? So why haven't you heard from God lately? Think back to the last prompting you felt from the Holy Spirit, and did you obey that? All right, so then I want to just close with this, point number three, which goes with that. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. God speaks to those who listen and obey. All right, those that listen to God, that quiet out all the noise, the outside noise, listen to God and actually obey him when he directs and guides. When God tells you, go speak to that person on the corner that looks lonely and tell him God loves him, or tell him hello. When you obey that little prompting, what happens is it's almost like there's this thing going on where God knows, oh, this is a person who's ready, willing, listening, and obeying. I'm going to give him something else to do. And then God starts pointing out other people for you to be kind to and speak life over. The more that you listen and obey, the more opportunities you have to listen and obey. You will discover that God's speaking actually all the time. It's just that you've been too busy to obey him before. So for me, it's just about an awareness of what is God wanting to do through me, and an awareness that God is wanting to speak to us now, just like he spoke to the prophets of old. He wants to speak to you today too. All right, the good news is God promises to speak. He is speaking. What we need to do is probably turn down some of that static noise, all those other loud voices around us, turn them down a little so that we can focus on what God is wanting from us. So I hope that you're encouraged. I just feel like God wants to remind us today that he's directing our every step. He goes before us. He's beside us, behind us, all around us. And he wants to lead you even more than you probably realize right now. Like he really wants to lead you. He wants to lead your day. He wants to lead your life. He wants to lead your relationships. He wants to lead your family. He wants to lead your attitudes and your thoughts. he wants to lead all of you. So let's make it a habit, like a practice. So just to start, let's make it a practice to start out our day with saying, "Speak, Lord, I'm listening. Like, I want to hear from you today." And that awareness alone, I think, is going to alter your life. It's going to alter your day when your perspective starts with, "God, how are you wanting to speak to me?" Because then I realize that a lot of those inconveniences that happen in my day are actually opportunities that God has given me to rub shoulders with people who need something, to be a blessing to somebody, to slow down, to appreciate what he's given me. These are opportunities for us. This is God speaking. So, Pastor Matt's going to close us. We're going to take communion together. If you don't have one at your chair, you can look at a chair next to you.
All right. You guys ready for communion? Are you excited for communion? I'm excited. That's why I'm asking. So today's verse that I want to draw from for this communion time with each other and the Lord, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 26. "For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." So what shall we proclaim? Just Jesus' death? Should we walk around and just shout, "Jesus died, Jesus is dead, Jesus died for me"? I think that God is calling us to be believers that walk around and proclaim that, yes, Jesus died for us, but Jesus rose, so that we can rise, so that we can be resurrected, so that we can walk in grace, so that we can walk in this mercy that God has had on us so that we can proclaim the greatest gift of all, like for me personally, this opportunity to be born again, that I was just filthy, filthy rags, a filthy man, a mean man, broken, nothing. And God said, you know what? I see you, Matt, and I see your heart, and I see that you're going to be someone that listens, and I'm going to use you. And what Pastor Allison said was profound. She says, just listen for those promptings of when you are next to someone. I've had times where, and I'm going to share, usually I don't share this. Don't tell the right hand what the left hand does, whatever. But God's saying share this. I'm walking down the street one day and I'm hungry and I'm going to have lunch. It's downtown San Francisco. And there's just a ton of homeless and drug addicts, etc. And it's sad, but it's just the truth. And I was walking in, this lady says, hey, do you have money? I mean, and this lady's fully drug addict. This is not like she may have some disabilities or whatever, but I can tell she's currently addicted to drugs and she needs some money. But I didn't have any cash, but I had a debit card. And I says, I don't know, I don't have anything to give to you, but are you hungry? And she said, yeah, kind of. I said, you want to have lunch with me? And she walked into this little restaurant with us, and we went up to the counter and ordered, and the guy goes, hey, you need to get out of here, he told her. Out of here now. We don't serve, you know, get out of here. I said, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. She's with me. Order. She wants to order. So she ordered something, and we sat down, and they brought the food to us, and we had lunch together. And she smelt terrible, and she looked terrible. And typically, I'd be embarrassed to do something like that. But my point is that I listened. The Lord said, help her. I don't have tools to help people. I'm not special. There's nothing different about me than you. The difference was that day was I listened to the prompting, and I miss it sometimes, and I ignore it. But Pastor Allison's right. The thing that I keep looking for, that only Jesus can bring, this thing that he fills me with, his love, I get more and more and more of that when I listen to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. And I got a prompting this morning. It said, hey, you're not right with your wife. So how in the are you going to get up and share communion? So I simply went up to her and said, I'm sorry. Can we be right? Are we right? And we are. You know what I mean? It's a prompting. It's not hard. God didn't come to save smart people. Lucky for me. He came to love on just his people. All right. I want to receive let's receive the bread. And as we're taking this bread, I don't really ever look at it like this. And I apologize as your pastor. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But today I just feel like as we're taking the bread, can we not let this just be about like, oh, Lord, this is your body broken for me. And it is. But I just feel the prompting to say, Lord God, this is for us as we are your body. We are a group of people that you've put together, all of us. And this morning, we are going to take this cracker, this bread that signifies your body and what you did on the cross for each one of us individually, yes and amen, but that you wanted to bring us together to be your body, to be effective in this city of San Bruno, to bring light where there's darkness. So, Lord, wherever there's a hiding spot in our hearts where we're not forgiving ourselves right now, Lord, cause us, Holy Spirit, to forgive ourselves that we might receive your body fully forgiven, fully loved, fully restored, and fully anointed to do your work. Let us take the cracker. And again, as we receive this juice, just juice, nothing special, no power in the juice, except for we're believers here this morning, recognizing that, Jesus, your blood was shed on the cross for us. And as it washes over us this morning, this level of forgiveness, this level of new insight that you've given us this morning, God, this level of excitement to listen to your word, to be guided by you, Lord, I declare that this juice is actually this is your blood. In faith, we choose to believe that this is your blood that is reminding us this morning. You have washed over us. You have made all these dirty things clean. You have caused us to be born again in you. It is no longer I, but he who lives in me. That is us. Let your blood wash over all of us, Lord God. I'm picturing us right now, not as one, not as individuals, but as your church right now. That you would use us, this church that looks small, Lord God, but this is an army sent to do your will, sent to work for you. Lord, I've seen and read armies that were not big enough to conquer what they were going to be up against, but you sent the hail, Lord. When you want to cause victory, you cause victory. And when you have your people ready for battle, the battle is won. But it takes the blood. It takes your blood. And we just declare that we are being washed, forgiven, that we're being understood even this morning, Lord God, by you. As we take this, Lord God, I pray that our faith, that you would be growing our faith and forgiving our lack of faith right now. Forgive us, God. We are all lacking some faith right now. Forgive us, God. But we're going to choose as we drink this that it's bringing us all together, not one, but as a united church, united in you, Lord Jesus. Let's receive the juice. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Now, Lord, I know I didn't say anything fancy. I know this wasn't something great, but Lord, I want to thank you for spending time with me yesterday in preparation for my heart for this, for us to be here right now. Lord, I had some stuff written down that I wanted to share, some stuff that I read that I cut, paste, copy, put it on a paper. I was going to read it, and Father God, I'm thank you for that you told me, just be you, Matt. Will you just throw that stuff away and just be you? My body was broken for you. My blood was shed for you. Can you just be you and show people that you don't have to be so special? You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be anything but just what I've made you and asked you to be. Can you be that? And so here we are, church, blessed by the Most High God, that we have a Savior that gave his life for us and rose for us. That we have a Holy Spirit that can cause us to do what we can't do in our own skin, that actually lives in us and guides us and calls us and helps us to do the things as Christians that we cannot do. We cannot follow the law and obey the law and keep and be upright and be righteous. We just can't. But Holy Spirit, you can in us. And so we thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit.